This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
James Hewitt was a Methodist minister that I was familiar with. I had a familiarity with him years ago. Not even sure where he ministered. I know he was an author. He tells about a family in his church, a Methodist church that he ministered to years ago. He said, we had a family in the church who had a little boy who was born with a handicap that would cause him to go into very violent seizures without warning. These seizures sometimes would happen at church. I would be standing in the pulpit, James Hewitt said. The father would usually be the one holding the son during worship. And I remember on one particular occasion, the little guy started into a seizure. The father got up and with a strong, gentle love, carried the boy to the very back of the sanctuary where he held him close to his chest and he just rocked him, whispering in his boy's ear, telling him that he loved him. And then he did all he could to help his son through the seizure. And the one thing I noticed, James Hewitt said, is this. I never saw any hint of embarrassment on the dad's face. Isn't that interesting? I never saw a hint of embarrassment on the father's face. I never saw a hint of anger. I never saw a hint of frustration like, oh, here, I got to do this again. Why? Because the father loved the boy. And then James Hewitt, in a powerful way, said, if Jesus Christ can endure the cross, he can endure you. If Jesus Christ can endure the cross, he can endure your past, your sin, your hang-ups, your problems, your issues. The Lord can endure that. That's a word for somebody today. Well, James Hearns, that 77-year-old man walking in his sleep, wakes up surrounded by alligators. There's somebody who needs to wake up today to see that you're surrounded by the Spirit of God. And wake up that you're surrounded by people who actually believe that Jesus has the power over the demonic and he has power over disease and he has power over death itself. Does that mean that everybody who prays for healing gets it? No, I don't believe that. Does God have that capability? He's God. He's sovereign. He does what he wants. And when we approach him, we appeal to him. We beseech him. We intercede on people's behalf. Why? Because we're stretcher bearers. We carry people to the one who has the power over all those things. That's what it means to be a Christian. You're a stretcher bearer. You're an intercessor. You intercede for people on their behalf. I don't know what this message says to you today, but my guess is there's somebody here today, and in your heart of hearts, you know right now, that the most important words that you could hear would be the words of Jesus speaking over you right now, son or daughter, your sins are forgiven. Nobody's ever told you that. Nobody's ever shared that with you. I'm sharing it today. I'm conveying it, not from me, but just as at the conveyor belt saying, here's the word from the Lord. Your sins are forgiven. You acknowledge the sin and acknowledge the Savior. You say, I do own what I've done, but I trust everything about my future and everything about my past to the one who has my future and my past. Doesn't matter how much water's under the bridge. He owns the water. He owns the bridge. He owns it all. You just yield your life to him and something happens. The Spirit of God comes into your life and you leave a person who has been healed. Where healing really needs to take place in your spirit. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today from Mark 2. Thank you for speaking to people in this room. Thank you for the responses in the first two services. I know this is something that spoke to people today, and people came with issues regarding facing divorce and facing illness and facing death in their families, and they're just one thing after another, Lord, but you are capable and you have the capacity to handle all that we bring to you. You're not embarrassed.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.